Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter from Environment Minister Andrea Kanjan, who is the MPP for Barry Innisfil, is in response to a story titled, Health Unit, LSRCA Confirm Blue-Green Algae Bloom Near Innisfil, published July 11. For all of us who live in the 20 municipalities along its 240-kilometer shoreline, Lake Simcoe is a core part of our identity. It is the source of the water we drink, sustains our vibrant agricultural sector, and enables countless recreational opportunities for both residents and visitors, supporting the economy and growth of our communities. In my roles as the Member of Provincial Parliament for Barry Innisfil, and as Ontario's Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, I carry an immense responsibility and duty to protect, preserve, and enhance this critical resource for future generations. After years of inaction under the former Liberal government, we are acting and working with local partners to finally advance the Lake Simcoe Protection Plan and ensure this vital resource is protected. Since 2018, our government has committed $38 million to protect and restore Lake Simcoe by partnering with local organizations and research institutes to support key priorities such as stormwater management, green infrastructure education, and nutrient monitoring. This includes our $24 million commitment to advance the Lake Simcoe Phosphorus Reduction Project. The important project aims to reduce several tons of phosphorus per year from the Holland Marsh drainage water, helping to lower nutrient levels, which is the best way to reduce future blue-green algal blooms on Lake Simcoe. While this long-term work is underway, we are already taking action to reduce nutrient concentrations and improve the health of the lake and the communities that depend on it. Last year alone, we invested $1.3 million on four additional projects led by the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority and local partners to further reduce the amount of phosphorus entering Lake Simcoe. I am also particularly excited about our recent announcement to engage local youth and community members in environmental stewardship activities, including workshops and other educational opportunities focused on restoring the Lake Simcoe watershed. This will help ensure the next generation is as passionate about protecting and preserving this resource as we are. And while there is much more work to do, our efforts are already showing positive results. Some signs of recovery in the Lake Simcoe watershed include a 50% reduction in phosphorus from sewage treatment plants entering the watershed, decreased amounts of algae in the lake, and successful reproduction of cold water fish such as lake trout, lake whitefish, and cisco. We will continue to build on our progress and adapt our approach over time to ensure Lake Simcoe can be enjoyed for generations to come. Andrea Kanjan, Barry Innisfil MPP, Ontario's Minister of the Environment, Conservation and Parks.